Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mike Bloomberg says his company has found three non-disclosure agreements concerning comments he made to women. Mr. Bloomberg says if those women want to be released from the NDAs, they will be. On our news line is Fatima Shama, senior advisor to Michael Bloomberg. Fatima, we appreciate you coming on. Why this announcement today? Why didn't Mr. Bloomberg just say this during the debate on Wednesday when he was challenged?
Well, I think that Mike has been reflecting on the fact that we are unable to have a robust conversation about this election and the importance of this election because this seems to be taking up a lot of energy. And sadly, false allegations are being made towards him. And so his reflection has led to fundamentally turning to the company, having them review all of the records and making this commitment to invite these three complainants to come forward if they'd like. And more importantly, it also his leadership in this conversation is leading him to say, you know, as long as he is running the company, he won't offer confidentiality agreements to resolve any claims of sexual misconduct going forward. And so this is another example of Mike's leadership as someone who listens and someone who understands. Certainly at this moment in time in our country, we need to be having a real dialogue about the future of the United States under this president. We have to have a real dialogue about how we are going to rebuild America and how we need to defeat Donald Trump. And so rather than allowing this to really stifle that dialogue, we're hoping that this will allow us to just move forward.
Did this knock Mr. Bloomberg off point a little bit, this attack from Senator Warren?
I hope it didn't. I don't believe it did. I think that, you know, Mike is a man who is extraordinarily thoughtful. His record stands on its own. I think as a woman, I'm appalled that Senator Warren decided to use so much of the debate to make false accusations towards him and really stifle the future of a dialogue around women. And in fact, what Mike has done in his, you know, in his in both, you know, when he led the company and as mayor and as a philanthropist, investing in programs that better the lives of girls and women. And so I don't think it stifled him. I mean, I think, you know, what we saw was his calm over what was a ton of hysteria on that stage and his reality to being honest and really citing facts and not engaging in theater and fiction, which is exactly what we need right now. That leadership when we have a gentleman in the White House in the Oval Office who sadly has disrespected women, continues to do that, is endangering our country, endangering the rights of women. And so that's the conversation we should be having. So I hope, you know, I believe that Wednesday was a sad moment to witness 45 attacks on President Bloomberg in that debate. But really, a chance for us to all reflect for a minute, to allow him to reflect and say, let's get to the root of what we need to be doing, which is really having a dialogue that answers the questions Americans are most concerned about, that can really showcase what is the accomplishments, the set of accomplishments and skills that each one of these candidates asking for Americans to choose so that we can defeat Donald Trump ultimately.
Bernie Sanders tells CBS News that he was surprised how unprepared Mr. Bloomberg appeared on Wednesday. Was Mayor Bloomberg caught off guard by the line of questioning?
I don't think so. I think Mike hasn't been on the debate stage in 10 years. I think that he probably was shocked to see how much theater really goes into how the presidential candidates have been behaving on the stage, how much disrespect they are actually engaging in, and the lack of civility towards one another. I think that might have appalled him, as it has appalled many Americans watching this. And so I don't think it was him being unprepared. I think, sadly, what he was witnessing was what we all witnessed from our homes, was, you know, this, we can be better. We must be better. And Mike certainly showed that calm and, quite honestly, was the real adult on that stage.
Do you expect a different tack from Mr. Bloomberg in Tuesday's South Carolina debate on CBS, which, by the way, will be heard here on WCBS? A different tack?
I think that Mike was able to get into the ring, see exactly how folks, if you will, fight this fight, and will now, you know, as every smart leader does, you sort of read your room, you get to understand how people behave, and then you're more thoughtful. But Mike is a leader, and Mike, you know, a wise woman once said, "When they go low, we go high," and so I think Mike showed that he will always go high. This bickering that we saw from a couple of candidates toward each other, that's a disrespect that we have allowed to become common fare in our country. And we've got to be better than that. The civility we need to bring back, the thoughtfulness and dignity with which we need to have dialogue, and really answering real conversations. Let's have a real debate around real issues that Americans care about. And so I hope that's what happens in South Carolina. And I'm sure Mike will be ready.
Of course, Mike Bloomberg not even on the ballot in Nevada. Is there any regret, perhaps, from within the campaign that Mr. Bloomberg actually took part in that Nevada debate?
I don't believe so. No, I think Americans deserve to see Mike. I think Americans are curious. It's clear that we are in this race to win. It seems that all the presidential candidates are worried about us. I mean, we saw that. You know, they folks were aiming for Mike. We're ranked second nationally in the polls. So, no, I think Americans were eager to see Mike and to sort of see him against everyone else sort of on that road. So, no, for us, I think it was a really great opportunity. It was a big moment.
Finally, what can we expect from Mike Bloomberg as we march through Nevada on to South Carolina and then, of course, looking ahead to Super Tuesday, on which Mr. Bloomberg has really focused his campaign? What do you expect from Mayor Bloomberg?
Well, I'll tell you, our campaign is in full action. We're in 43 states. We have over 2,000 staff on the ground. We have been in communities where no one else is talking to people. And we're committed to understanding that on Super Tuesday, a third of the United States will be voting. And so we've been having that dialogue. Mike has visited you know, every Super Tuesday state, he is meeting with communities. He is meeting with leaders. We have gotten extraordinary endorsements. And so that work will continue. Every day we get endorsements. People are choosing and making different choices about, you know, moving and shifting their flipping, if you will, their endorsements from one presidential candidate to another and choosing Mike Bloomberg because they see the writing on the wall. Mike's the only person who can defeat Donald Trump. And so we know that. We're committed to it. We're in this race to win. And as a woman, I'll tell you, I've come back, taken a leave of absence from my role to be a part of this campaign to help make sure Mike is our president, because this is the person I know that I want to make sure will allow for the robustness of what girls and women can experience in the America we need. As a mother, the realities of gun safety, these are commitments that Mike has made throughout his career. He's a man of action, and with so many crises around our gun safety, around climate, around healthcare, the civility and discourse, our democracy, Mike has a track record, and so this is our moment to make sure Americans know that and make the right choice.
Fatima Shama is senior advisor to Michael Bloomberg. Fatima, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you. Be well.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.